And now we're learning about a new app called Legal Tune-Up Wisconsin. It enables people to discover what legal problems are on their record that they have the power to fix without an attorney involved. And the app uses publicly available data to help Wisconsinites identify legal issues and take steps to clear those eligible criminal records and other issues from the state's court system. Have you been arrested, but the charges were dismissed? Is the incident still showing up in court records? Do you think an erroneous court record has held you back from getting a job or getting a home? Join in 800-642-1234. Attorney Marcia Mansfield is director of the social justice organization called Lift Dane, which recently released the app. Marcia, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, before we get into how the app works, give us a sense of the problem that this app is trying to solve.
Sure. One in three Americans have a criminal record. And while we don't have specific data in Wisconsin, there's no reason not to believe that that's true in our state as well. A second important fact is that background checks are required for most jobs, and especially for jobs that provide the most stability, pay, and benefits. And criminal background checks typically are done when people are looked at for jobs or housing. And employers and landlords look at two major databases in Wisconsin. The first is the Circuit Court online system that we all know as CCAP. And the second is the Department of Justice database called WORCS, or the Wisconsin Online Record Check System. And the records that landlords and employers can find on there include arrests, they include charges for that were dismissed, and other items that might allow somebody to think that that person isn't worthy of being hired, and therefore it impacts employment, it impacts wages, it impacts housing, it impacts education, and it impacts racial equity. So those are all reasons that underlie the basis for developing this tool.
And the records on file with the state court system, they often include arrests that did not lead to charges or convictions. And these records, they may go back indefinitely. Why does your record remain online in the system if you're not found guilty?
All court proceedings, with the exception of those that are required by law to be sealed, such as juvenile court and guardianships of elderly people, all court records are public in Wisconsin. And the policy has been to enter any court proceedings in that repository. So it's a case management system by the courts that's open to the public. And that is why all the records are contained in the case management system.
You know, you mentioned employment and housing, and many states do have laws that prohibit arrest records that did not result in conviction from being considered in employment or other types of decisions. What is the status here in Wisconsin on that?
That's the same in Wisconsin. Okay. You cannot discriminate against people because of their criminal record or arrests, except in very specific circumstances. You can prohibit hiring in certain areas. But the fact of the matter is, we all are influenced by what we see. And you look at a record and you see an arrest or two, and you look at another record and there are no arrests on it, who are you more likely to hire? The person with a couple of arrests on their record or the person with nothing on their record? It's a gut feeling, even if people are not consciously aware that they are making those kinds of choices.
Well, let's move on now to the Legal Tune-Up app. Can you tell us about it and what it is doing?
Absolutely. It is a really easy tool for people to use. You can go to legaltuneup.org and put in a very small amount of information. And then the tool itself will scan public records. It will scan the records, the court system records on CCAP, and also the criminal history repository records that's known as WARCs, and identify cases in situations where someone may have had an arrest, but not a charge, or someone had a charge that was dismissed. And they'll identify it and show it to the person and say, would you like help in getting rid of this record? And if a person says yes, it's guided, the person is guided through the process, and it only takes 5 or 10 minutes where a little bit more information, such as your name and address, are inputted online. The system pulls up your record and asks you to identify or verify whether this is you. And if it is you, it will auto-populate a form that then can be sent to the Department of Justice or the Clerk of Court's office to clear that record. So if it's a record that's on CCAP, it's automatically filled out. You can sign it on your phone or on the computer, and the Lifdane tool will automatically send it to the Clerk of Courts. The Department of Justice records are a little bit more challenging because they require somebody to put their fingerprints on the form, because the DOJ uses fingerprints to match up people with records. So we have in Dane County made arrangements with both the Urban League and Legal Action of Wisconsin, where someone could say, I'd like to get my fingerprinting done at the Urban League. The form is automatically emailed to the Urban League, and the person can make an appointment, go in, get their fingerprinting done, and then the form is mailed in for them.
It sounds what this is like, Marcia, is you're making a very bureaucratic system that is hard for someone without a legal degree to navigate, making it more seamless to get through.
That's exactly right. We have made it efficient and effective. If anyone has ever tried to look at records from the Department of Justice database, they are structured in a certain form that is not intuitive and easy to understand. And what our tool has done is it sorts through that information on the form, makes it really easy for people to look at it and understand it and make a decision what they want to do about that particular event.
If you're just joining us, we're talking with Marcia Mansfield, who is an attorney, director of the social justice organization called Lifdane, which recently released this app called Legal Tune-Up. We're talking about that helps people clean up court records. You can join in. Have you tried to clean up old or incorrect court records under your name, but aren't sure where to start? 800-642-1234. Marcia, do you have any sense of to what degree, how inaccurate or how outdated are these arrest and conviction records are in the court record system?
You know, neither the circuit court system or the Department of Justice keep statistics. So it's difficult to estimate how many records like this can be removed. But I will say that a couple of years ago, the Urban League, Legal Action of Wisconsin, working with volunteer attorneys from Foley and Lardner, started having expungement clinics where people from our community were invited to go and get help getting their records cleared. The very first clinic had over 200 people attending it.
Wow.
And there have been, we've been in the past year trying to schedule them virtually on a monthly basis, and they are attended, attendance is full at every single clinic that's held.
Explain expungement and the distinction here of cleaning up records and what expungement does.
Sure. I want to make clear that there's a distinction between expungement and clearing records. Expungement is a very specific tool to use to get records taken off of your criminal history when there already has been a conviction. And in Wisconsin, the expungement laws are very restrictive and generally only apply to younger individuals who who had convictions, who have successfully successfully completed all of the requirements of that conviction, whether it was incarceration or probation or restitution. And at the time of the conviction, the judge told that person that he, she, or they were eligible for expungement. So it's a really seldom used process. Record clearing is different. Record clearing clears arrests and charges that were dismissed, as well as if you went through a criminal case and you were acquitted, that case is also eligible to be dismissed from your criminal record, both on CCAP and on WORCS, on the Wisconsin Online Record Check System. So there's two different systems. And the challenge for all of us, because it's a really difficult process, is to make it as easy as possible. So we have been able to automate the record clearing system for people who have arrests and charges that have been dismissed. The expungement is a much more involved process, and you really do need a lawyer to help you with it, as well as cases where somebody may have been charged or convicted, and it shows up on their criminal history record, but it's not them. It's a case of mistaken identity. So my name is Marcia Mansfield, and maybe some other Marcia Mansfield's crime shows up on my criminal history. And that's also a more complicated process to get it cleared.
Marcia Mansfield is director of Lift Dane, which stands for Legal Interventions for Transforming Dane County. Have you tried to clean up old or incorrect court records? How did that go? What questions do you have about how long something stays on your record and why? Join in 800-642-1234. Back in a minute with Marcia Mansfield here on the Ideas Network. It's the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. Attorney Marcia Mansfield leads the nonprofit Lift Dane, and she pushes for governments to proactively and automatically clean up arrest records to remove arrests that do not lead to charges or convictions. A new app we're talking about called Legal Tune-Up Wisconsin helps to do that. And Marcia is with us for 10 more minutes. Brad is joining us in Racine. Hi, Brad. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning. How does it handled if you use the TuneUp app, or even if you get a record expunged? I guess it would matter. Either case, when the newspapers maybe have a police beat or police reporting and it shows up online, your arrest shows up online, but your case was dismissed or whatever.
That's a really good question, Brad. And there actually is a movement right now in the media world to tell and encourage media organizations to clean up their records as well and get rid of those references to people because of the problem that you accurately identify. And that is, social media is a really challenging area because we don't have the ability to clean it up ourselves. And things like arrests can show up on social media. But there is a really directed movement towards media right now to engage in record cleanup themselves.
Brad, thank you for that call. A little pushback here, Marcia. What about those who would say, look, you're erasing a public record that's owned by the state of Wisconsin and its residents and taxpayers. Why is that okay to change it?
We're not changing records. We're removing records that really should never have been there in the first place. In Wisconsin, as well as in the rest of the country, there's a presumption of innocence until proven guilty. And when you are arrested and not charged, that arrest should not be burdening you in the same way as a conviction for a crime that somebody committed. Furthermore, arrest records are often inaccurate or misleading. So when a police officer arrests somebody and writes something down and it becomes part of the criminal history repository, it doesn't mean that that person committed the crime. And it's also well documented that disparate policing practices are impacting people of color, which with a much higher frequency than the white population. So it's even affecting the people of color even more than the remainder of the population. So that's the reason why these records should be removed. They shouldn't be there in the first place, and they have a negative impact on employment, housing, education, and other areas of people's lives.
Do you have a sense as to how proactive Wisconsin government is on this issue in cleaning up and maintaining these records, arrest records?
There are only a few states in the country that have been proactive in cleaning up these records. And there is a movement called Clean Slate, where states are adopting legislation that allow people to clean up their records easily or even do it administratively. So individuals don't have to take the very complicated and sometimes lengthy process to clear their own records. For example, in Pennsylvania and most recently in Utah, Clean Slate legislation has passed and steps are being done on a governmental level to clear people's records. Clean Slate legislation has not been introduced in Wisconsin, and I really don't know if it will be introduced in Wisconsin. Wisconsin, as I mentioned before, has a very unusual expungement law, and it would be really great if our legislatures would work on changing that first.
Let's go to Tom now in Rhinelander. Hi, Tom.
Hi, Marcia. Currently, I'm going through a divorce, and my wife's attorney thought that it would be a good idea to put a temporary restraining order on me, a verbal temporary restraining order. It never went to court. It was stayed in an open status for a couple of months. It was supposed to expire a couple of weeks ago, yet it's still on the circuit court record. What do I do with that to get that removed?
Well, I can't give you legal advice, Tom, but I would contact an attorney about getting it removed if it is something that you think shouldn't be there in the first place.
Oh, I understand. But in general terms, if it had an expiration date, should it just automatically come off? Is it just the court system being sloppy, or is that something that I need to take action to do to get it physically, or, you know, to get it removed or expunged?
I don't know, because typically if it is a verbal agreement and nothing is in writing, then I'm not sure what's on the court record, because court records usually involve orders and agreements that are in writing. So if there is something in the record that was not in writing in the first place, I would contact the court system about clearing it.
Tom, thanks for the call. We're talking with Marcia Mansfield, an attorney, director of the social justice organization Lift Dane. It has this app called Legal Tune-Up that helps people clean up court records. Jane is joining us from Green Bay. Jane, hi. What is the situation you're faced with?
Hi, good morning. Our son, when he was about 18, got into a little situation, and he needed to go through some community service and things. And the judge said once he did that, everything was going to be expunged off of his record. And I do believe that that did take place. However, he is a truck driver now, and sometimes he delivers into military bases, and there is a they do background checks, and there is a background check that they do that you can have, like, federally to receive what they call a transportation worker's card. Mm-hmm. So that it already shows that you have had this background checked, and he's gotten that. But sometimes when he goes into certain bases, they end up giving him problems because something is showing up on his record yet. And like I said, it was expunged, and we can't see anything when we look up his record. But when the Department of Defense is looking him up and running his name and license,
They see something
is coming up.
Something's coming up. Marcia.
So, right. And there are a variety of different databases, both in the state and in the country, that have information in it that different entities can access. And some of those databases talk to each other and some of them don't. And I don't know what database has this information that's causing your son these problems. But again, I would encourage you to seek out the help of an attorney who may be able to make a request to try to figure out which database these records are showing up in.
Jane, thank you. In our final moments together, what is next for Lyft Dane and this app? What are the next steps in this project?
We are doing a couple of things, Kate. First of all, we're working on making additional tools available to people, in particular to help people to be able to address driver's license suspensions, which also are a huge barrier to employment. And secondly, to help people with child support matters to adjust a child support order so that the payer can afford to pay it and the person who gets the child support can receive it. So those are the two technology developments that we are working on with our tool. We also are starting to plan for expanding from Dane County to around the state. So not only is the tool itself available, but people have places to go outside of Dane County to get fingerprinted, and people have places to go outside of Dane County to get employment and training services, which are an important part of the
component. Marcia, thank you for joining us. Marcia Mansfield, Director of Lyft Dane here on the Ideas Network.